The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Midois Dav Lamed Daled. This Mesechta begins, is a Mesechta of Mishnayis only, and it discusses the measurements, like its name, Midois, of the Beis HaMikdash, and all the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal, the Azara, all the entire Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam explains why is it that the Mishnah tells us the measurements. Why is it necessary for the Tana to teach us all these halachas of the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam explains, the idea is, since b'meher yibane beis hamikdash, we wish and we hope and we are certain that it will come one day, hopefully soon, the day when we will again rebuild the beis hamikdash. And when that will happen, it will be necessary for us to know the measurements of the beis hamikdash in order for us to rebuild it properly according to halacha. And for that purpose, says the Rambam, that's why the Tana taught us the Mesecht of Midos. The Tosfos Yom Tov goes on that Rambam, and he asks that the Rambam seems puzzling. How could the Rambam say the reason for learning this Mesecht is for the purpose of knowing how to rebuild the coming Beis HaMikdash, when we know that the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash that we'll hopefully have soon, is different than the Beis HaMikdash of the Bayi Sheini that our Mesechta discusses? Our Mesechta discusses all the measurements of how it was during Bayi Sheini. However, the future Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Shlishi, has different measurements, is different than the way our Mishnah is explained, as can be seen in the Psukim in Yecheskel. The Novi Yecheskel tells us how the third Beis HaMikdash is going to look. And there are some measurements that are clearly different than the way the second Beis HaMikdash was built, as our Mishnah say. So if so, it's difficult to understand the Rambam that says our Mishnah was learnt to taught us how to rebuild the third one when it's telling us the wrong measurements for the third one. So the Tosfos Yom Tov answers that you're right, it's true that the measurements of the third Beis HaMikdash are different than the measurements of the second Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, understanding how the second Beis HaMikdash was built will help us understand how the third Beis HaMikdash should be built. There were certain psukim in Yecheskel that the Chazal darshined when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. And those drashis will assist us in understanding the psukim, how we'll know how to build the third Beis HaMikdash. So despite the fact that the second Beis HaMikdash is not the exact way we're going to build the third Beis HaMikdash, but it's a stepping stone, it's a part of the learning process of helping us learn how to build the third Beis HaMikdash. The Tiferes Yisrael asks a different question. How could the Rambam tell us that the reason for the Mishnayis to teach us how the second Beis HaMikdash looked was for the purpose of knowing how the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, Be'ezah Hashem? If Chazal say that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built from the Eibishter, we find that Rashi, in Mesecht Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, in Mesecht Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Toisus of Adir Mesecht Sukkah, Toisus of Mesecht Shavuos, Daf Tezvov, they bring down a drasha from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "By Oz Yashir, Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yadecha, the Mikdash of Hashem that Hashem's hands formed, And they explain it to, that it's referring to the third Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem is going to build the third Beis HaMikdash, Min HaShemayim. The third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from heaven, Hashem will build it. So if that's the case, so why is it necessary for the Tana to tell us how to build the third Beis HaMikdash when it's not going to be upon us? Hashem will build it for us anyways. And the same way, this Rashi and Tosfos say that Hashem, it's going to come down in HaShemayim, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, really in davening, once a year, in the Shemayna Esrei of Mincha of Tisha B'Av, we say a special tefillah in the Bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha, and we say with the words, Ba'esh Hitzato uve'esh Hato Asid Livnoiso, that with fire Hashem burnt the Beis HaMikdash, and with fire Hashem will rebuild it. Again, we're saying the same idea that Hashem is going to be the one to build the third Beis HaMikdash, and this is all part of the cash of the Tiferes Yisrael. If so, how could the Rambam explain that the necessity of learning this Masechta is to know how to build the third Beis HaMikdash? So the Tiferes Yisrael answers that the Rambam understands that this the Chazal say, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built min HaShemayim is a Divrei Agada, and we can't learn Halacha from Divrei Agada. We're not 100% sure, we can't, it's not reliable, we don't necessarily expect that to be 100%, it's not necessarily, there's Divrei Agada and Divrei Halacha, and Eini Meidim Divrei Halacha and Divrei Agada. That itself is a difficult concept, how to put the two things together. If it's Eilu Divrei Elikim Chayim, if everything the Chazal say is 100% emes, but nevertheless, Eilu Meidim Divrei Agada. Another teretz is that the Sefer Beis Hamidah says that the Ma'aseh LeMelech explains the opinion of the Ramban, that according to the Ramban, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the third Geula, it's going to come in two stages. If Klal Yisrael won't be Zoicha to have the Geula Shleima, the full scope of the Geula all at once, if they won't be Zoicha to the Bi'ah the Madrega, that Hashem will rebuild the whole Beis HaMikdash right away, Min HaShemayim, then the Geula HaSida will happen in two stages. According to these opinions, what's going to happen is that first, the Yidden themselves will build the Beis HaMikdash. They'll get permission from the Goyim, they'll get permission from governments to build the Beis HaMikdash, and they will, based on Halachis, build the Beis HaMikdash, and only at a further point in history will they'll have the Geula Shleima, and by the Geula Shleima, then the Beis HaMikdash will be built Min HaShemayim. So this sort of answer could possibly answer even both questions, that it could be at the first Geula, at the first stage of the Geula, they will build the Beis HaMikdash like the measurement of Bayis Sheni, like the way our Mishnayos say it. And at a later time, at a later stage, they will build it, it will be a Geula Shleima, and then it will be Min HaShemayim, there will be additions to the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll fix up the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll make it like what the Pesukim in Yecheskel say, and those additions will be a Nes Min HaShemayim, like we say in the Tefillah Be'esh Yitzhato, Be'esh Hato Asa Livnoiso, and like the other Divya HaGodes of Mikdash Hashem Kaninu Yadecha. But this is all if we learn, like this explanation of the Rambam, that the reason why the Tana taught us these Mishnayos was for the purpose of us knowing how to build the third Beis HaMikdash. So, if that's the explanation, then we have the two questions that we mentioned, that the third Beis HaMikdash has different measurements, and the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, according to Chazal, by the Ribbono Shel Olam Min HaShemayim B'Derech Nes. All the Mefarshim have other ways of explaining why Bichlal, the Tana taught us the Mishnayos of Avos. They give other explanations, there's other reasons why it's necessary for the Tana to tell us Masechta Midos, And according to those explanations, it would not be shver at all the questions we asked. The Lechem HaShamayim, the Chazei Nachim explain that just like Chazal say that learning the halachas of Karbanis is considered as if someone brought a carbon, so too learning how the Beis HaMikdash is built, learning how the Kelim are built, being Isaac in that learning of Torah, in that part of learning Torah, is considered as if somebody built the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Tana taught us these halachas so that we could be Isaac with them, so that we could fulfill the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash by learning these halachas. The Beis David says a different pshat. He says that the Tana taught us these Mishnayos because we find many places in the Gemara that the Gemara talks about all the different kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and all the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. So in order that we should be able to have a full understanding of all these Gemaras that I mentioned throughout Kachim, throughout entire Shas, about how they brought Karbanis and where the Kohen went and where the Kohen Gadol went, for us to have a full understanding of it, that it was necessary for the Tana, for the Mishnayos, to go through in detail all the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, how it looks, so that we can have a full understanding of those halachas. Finally, the Marie Schwartz is brought down in Yalkan HaMe'iri. He says the reason why the Tana says this Mesechta is perhaps for the following reason. The Gemara says in Mesechta Avodah Zarah that a person is not allowed to make a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. If they do so, they have to make it with a little bit differences. Shinui Me'at, they have to change it a little bit. So it's necessary for the Tana to teach us how the Beis HaMikdash looks, how it looked, so that a person will know what to avoid doing. So in essence, it is telling us a very practical halacha. According to this pshat, it's teaching us the laws of what is prohibited to build because of making a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. Be that as it may, we should all have siyata d'shmaya to learn this Mesechta, be kind of this Mesechta, and maybe all be zeicha that it should not only be considered as if we built the Beis HaMikdash, but it should be a zchus for us to be zeicha to actually have the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt b'mehirah v'yameinu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.